Hello there, very good day to you. You're watching Proactive and joining us now is John Savin here, one of our research analysts at the company. So a warm welcome to you. And today we're talking about your report that you've compiled on Numinous Wellness. This can be accessed if you click on the eye in the corner of the screen, but don't do that just now because John is here to provide us with all of the detail. And I think a great place to start is by telling us what the firm actually does. So far away, John.
Sure. Well, Numinous is a company in transition, doing a major acquisition, so I'll come on to that later. But just at the moment, it runs five psychedelic wellness clinics in Canada. So that involves people who have mental conditions such as stress, post-traumatic stress disorder, maybe smoking addiction, and they're looking to break those habits or basically get better. And what Numinous offers is a course of therapy, which includes a session with a psychedelic drug. In that, this case, it will be ketamine because that is an authorized drug. In clinical trial situations, they can also use psilocybin, which is the magic mushroom drug that everybody's really interested in.
And let's talk about the big US acquisition of Novamind, shall we? How do you think, in your opinion, this will change the business?
Yeah, this is really transformative for Numinous because, first of all, it takes them into the US. Novamind is a US business based in Utah and Arizona. So it adds eight clinics in the US plus two clinical trial centers. So that's a huge increase in the capacity. And it also adds a lot more in terms of revenues. So it's bringing probably $8 to $10 million plus revenues annualized into the business. And that is growing. So it's going to be hugely transformational for the Numinous business overall. And of course, you start to get economies of scale in clinical management. It potentially gives the Numinous business in terms of laboratory business, which is preparing these psychedelic compounds, access to more outlets, basically. So it's a hugely transformational thing. And it'd be very interesting to see how this unfolds over the next couple of years. The transaction, I should say, it has been announced, but it hasn't completed yet. That is expected in June.
All right, well, watch out for that one. And what are the trends, would you say, in the psychedelic market?
Currently people are using or have to use the approved products, which are fine. But what people really want to use is psilocybin, the magic mushroom, or derivatives of that. And that is more tricky because those are class one drugs. So you have to only use them in a clinical trial situation. Or now in Canada, you can use them using a special access program under emergency use. So that's a patient by patient basis, but you can nonetheless do that. And some states in the US are no longer pursuing people for possession of that. But I think in the medical context, it still means you're not going to use them. Now, going forward, there's lots of interest in this area. So there are various clinical trials running. There's also a tendency to try microdosing, which is using smaller doses, possibly over a longer time period. So as well as at the moment, for example, you go in and if you were using psilocybin, you would tend to have let's call it a trip, for want of a better word at this point, and that could last on a standard dose for 8 hours. So you need medical supervision for that entire period. Microdosing could open that market up to much more flexible sort of way, but that's all got to be explored clinically. And I should say that Novamind, because of the CEDAR clinical trial business, has access to a number of these clinical trials in the United States and is participating in them. So again, that's a big new opportunity that comes in for Numinous.
And what's the financial outlook for the company?
Sure. Well, financial year to end of August for Numinous, last year, they financial year 21, they had sales of 1.5 million Canadian. Now that is should increase with the acquisition, we think, and growth to about 5.5 million Canadian to August 22. And thereafter, we're looking towards 15 million for financial year 23. We've really got to see how the balance sheet and cash flows work out for financial year 23. In terms of cash, Numinous is very well funded at this point, and that needs to be really stressed, I think. They had 51 million at the half year point, and we think they'll be down to about 37 or so by August this year. With the Novamind costs adding in, that's liable to drop to about 20 by financial year, end of financial year 23. So I would see some potential for capital raising if the markets allow during 2023, but the company is well funded until, you know, well into the back end of calendar year 23. And that's important because this is a big growth opportunity. This is a very new market, and it's important that the company has the resources to be able to develop this properly and expand from its quite strong clinical base that it has at the moment.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed for all of that. And as I mentioned at the beginning, it's all in your report that can be accessed by the eye in the corner of the screen on Numinous Wellness, of course. That's John Savin, one of our proactive research analysts. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.